Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Today's topic is, what should you do if ICE shows up at your office asking about a client? First, you should already have a written plan in place, and every member of your team should know their part. If you don't already have a written plan, now's the time to create one. Second, take a deep breath. ICE can knock on your door, but that doesn't mean they have the right to client information. Under ABA Model Rule 1.6, an attorney-client privilege, you cannot disclose details about a client, including their name, without informed consent or a valid court order. No court order, no disclosure. Even if you're not in the office, your responsibility doesn't end. Model Rule 5.1 requires you to make sure every single member of your office understands they cannot give ICE anything, any document, any information without your approval, and ideally not even with a warrant until you've reviewed it. Train your team. Give them clear language to say, I can't provide that information. Please wait for the attorney. Let's clear up a common confusion or misconception about these rules. Confidentiality is broad, and it covers all information relating to representation, no matter the source. Attorney-client privilege is narrower. The 10th edition of the Annotated Model Rules of Professional Conduct says, in quotes, privilege protects from compelled disclosure the substance of a lawyer-client communication made for the purpose of obtaining or imparting legal advice or assistance, and applies only in the context of a legal proceeding governed by the rules of evidence. Both of these are critical, but confidentiality casts the wider net. And what about exceptions? They're rare and usually apply to things like preventing certain crimes or imminent harm. If ICE presents a warrant, don't assume it's game over. You can challenge the scope, require judicial confirmation, and even redact information to protect your client's privacy. Call your state's ethics line or AILA's Practice and Ethics Council before handing anything over. Here's your action plan. First, know your state's confidentiality rules. Second, stay informed about ICE trends in your area. Third, train your staff on exactly how to respond. Fourth, never release client information without verifying a valid, specific court order. Remember, confidentiality is the cornerstone of our profession. We promise our clients we won't tell, so do everything in your power to keep that promise. Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast. Subscribe for more quick tips to keep your practice sharp and your clients protected.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.